incense. So it's something inside, unconsciously recognizes chemically the need, and then it's most often the flow in a woman's breast. Well, you, by bringing your consciousness to any area, you know, also changes chemistry. It becomes alive. So you sit and you think, you know, you try to feel in there the same way I showed you with your hands, you know. You really bring your attention, and you can sit inside this chakra above your belly button, you know? And you really go deep inside it. You try to feel the energy. I sat, the time I spent 12 hours a day just sitting inside this chakra, kissing every muscle, you know? I really loved every muscle alive and, you know, opened it, and I really felt the tingling in the muscles, and I drew the energy down into the core, and let it open, and then I look below it, and you know, you can really take, it's like making a mountain out of a molehill, you know? You can really go inside there, all of you can go inside there, and you can pat it, you can love it, you can hug each muscle, you know, and bring it to life, loving it. Because you want it to live, it will live.
You work individually on your
chakras,
not just...
Individually. So I work on just big toes. Right? No, really, and everything is everything. Yeah? Everything is everything. And I'll, this summer, you know, maybe we'll have a class on that. I'll give a seminar in Virginia. And it'll be very good classes. But you really can, I'll show you how you can do everything. You can make everything in the body, the whole human body. It's an amazing thing. Yeah.
I'm trying to feel it.
Well, because what you're rising above yourself, you know, in a sense, you're rising above yourself, right? So you're making your whole energy go up. You're raising the level of your energy. But when you draw the atmosphere around yourself, you are refining. You're refining your energy, which is purifying it. You understand? It's like weaving, you know? And when you are taking the atmosphere around you, it's like taking in the cotton, you know? That you're weaving and washing it. You know? So it's cleaner, it means everything is passed through it. When you're rising above yourself, you're adding yardage. What? You're adding volume, you know? Understand? Sure. But, you see, as well as an acupuncture, you know, and it's just a stupid thing in this people, it's really very thing. If you can touch the bottom of the foot, you know? You understand? And the bottom of it releases something in the heart. You think it's the only place that it releases anything in the heart? It's the thing that they found. This is one thing that is found, right? I mean, every pyramid has at least three entrances. Well, every human being, you have to begin to understand that there is not one way, there are many ways. You have to learn the one way, and then you begin to find other ways. But this summer, if you remind me, that it is July 4th weekend, if you all decide, probably $50, if you really start charging money for the Indian, then we'll give you come on pure spectral field and a cake. But really, then I'll give a weekend, you know, because we have to start trying these things a little ahead. We'll get a long weekend of working, and I'll teach you, you know, how to work these forces, you know, through your fingers and the lover. Because last year we did it, we had the weekend actual challenge. It's really very, very good.
So the dying, like, the dying, in the dying like a mind blow.
No, it's like an air conditioning filter, right? You go through 1 year, you start the spring again, and it gets to be a hot day, you push the button, and the air conditioner starts working, right? You've been changed the filter. So drawing in the atmosphere around you consciously and bringing it through your chakras is like washing out the filter. Every time you do it, you're refining this electrical force around your being.
It's just the illusion.
The what?
It's just
No, because then it's better to do this first. You know, then you draw in your own energy. You try to draw in the electrical field around you. Consciously through the head, you know, the brain down, the soul, everything else. And then you walk through, in a sense, your own life force and energy. Then you shake out all negative psychic tensions. And then you stretch. You really open much more. And you feel life force going up your spine or something like that. And you really are stretching. You are transcending yourself. So you are going from the first floor to the second floor. And then you go to the third floor. What happens? It drops off you. This weight, as you go higher, drops off. It automatically drops off. You're shedding a skin. You're shedding a life. It's just like a balloon, you know. You're up in a balloon. You want to go higher. What do you do? You drop out a couple of sandbags. You have to drop off weight to rise. And you have to visually see it. You have to consciously see it. You are opening, expanding, you know? Expanding, taking in more energy, right? You're taking more energy. It's like putting more gas in the balloon. You know, right? You're taking more energy. Then you feel yourself consciously rising. And then you drop. As you rise, you should also be dropping. So you always have to do these two things consciously. You are taking in more energy, opening more, feeling the muscles taking in more energy, feeling the energy going into the base of the chakra, right? Each and every chakra individually, and then collectively flowing, and then coming through your sexual, up your spinal column to the top of your head, right? Then you're going up, and then you also surrender negative psychic tension. So your rising allows you to drop some of this weight consciously. Otherwise, you come down and the weight is there, and you come down to the same level. Whenever you rise, you have to consciously drop some of this thing so that it can't reform again. You understand? Otherwise, your molecular structure is the same. It's in flow by rising, but it will connect exactly as it was. But if you drop some of this glue through your fingers, you say, I want to drop negative psychic tensions, you break the molecular pattern and it can never form again. So you're dropping out some of the heavier tensions. You understand? And then you find again what happened to you before will start happening again. Your skin will start to change. You refine your chemistry. So that every rising, every consciousness of going up has to be with a consciousness of dropping. So you drop some of the consciousness. And now I'll drop all of you and I will wend my way up to wonder beginning. I'll give the call and other people. Put down the tensions that are outside. And when we talk about somebody being an instrument, it's because the inner tube through which the spiritual force flows can grow and expand and expand. And it only expands as you grow spiritually and your state of nothingness expands. It is not a state of somethingness. It's a state of nothingness. You are consciously bringing inside your life force and expanding it. And the refinement of the energy, when it gets to the top of your head, as it comes down, then comes through the chakras again and makes them finer and more elastic.